Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin, is that...
I think it was Rush, wasn't it?
Is that plagiarizing one of the greats, or what?
Hi-yee.
Hi-yee.
Always remember, stealing from one source, or two or more sources is... Nah, I'm screwing up the joke now. Stealing from one resource is plagiarism, from two or more is research. There we go. Now I got it right.
Now, I always say we have a very robust R&D department.
Yes, we do.
I mean, it's... It's like, you know, people in the back office, and all you know is the sign on the door says R&D. And then if anybody answers, or asks the question, rather, what is R&D, you have to answer honestly, and that is rip off and duplicate. See, it's not research and development, it's it's, you know, right? R&D.
R&D.
Rip off and duplicate, yeah. So
there you go.
Rush, God bless your soul. May you rest in peace, and sorry that I did the hi, how are you? How do you think he started on that? It was so hilarious when he did that, because it was just not exactly what you were expecting, right? Hi, how are you? Anyway, I've been actually thinking about a new song. Kevin, play that one I told you about earlier that might be a good open for the show when you get a chance. No rush. Was it Clay Travis or something? Clay and Travis or Clay?
Oh, Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay, thank you.
Oh, the million whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
And just see what you think, folks.
Okay.
Chance. Anyway, hi, everybody. Scott Hinnan back in the saddle today after a couple of days on hiatus, nursing a bad back. Don't make me laugh today, Todd. That's the number one rule, because if I start laughing, then the back hurts again. But if I don't laugh,
no.
I'm fine.
Way to go through life. Got to get to Dr. Chad, Dr. Z.
Did you just hear Todd the Radio God kind of sound there? He sounded like he was...
Darth Vader.
Yeah, Chris Larson. Let's put Chris on camera right now. What was that, Chris?
Oh, you know, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
What it was.
There's Chris Larson, our fine producer. There he is.
There's a ghost in the machine. It happens.
Oh, does
there
it?
There he is.
Talk again, Todd. We'll see if we can hear you that way.
Ooh. Can I do it again? Can I do it? It's good. Apparently not. That was a
one-shot
deal.
I liked it, though. John Kennedy's on Fox News right now. Can we put? I just can't listen to the guy without laughing my head off, and I don't want to laugh right now, but I bet he'll say something funny. Can we bring them up live?
Number one, the zealots, and number two, China. We've got a lot of zealots, an uncharitable person might call them whack jobs, who don't see climate change as a discrete scientific problem. They see it as a religion based on their feelings, and they want to get rid of free enterprise and turn the world upside down. The second problem is that we have reduced our CO2 emissions in America. Since 2005, we've reduced them about 14%. China, in that period of time, has increased theirs about 70%. There aren't boundaries in the atmosphere. There aren't boundaries in space. If we reduce our CO2 emissions and China raises their 70%, and we wreck our economy to do it, and China grows stronger as a result, who comes out the winner here? Not the environment and not the United States.
Senator, thank you for your time.
There you go. Clearly not one of the Massachusetts Kennedys, right?
Are you watching
Rip on that other monitor? What's with you?
That's the show before me, and they put this woke crap on the TV.
Don't look at me.
I don't know why they do that.
I mean, that's on the center TV. Yeah, I'm like, really? That's your go-to?
Who controls the TV in the morning? Is that Halsterman?
Alex. Alex, I think, popped that one up.
Oh, that explains it.
I don't know. Don't ask her. I don't know.
She's the most conservative person in the building.
I know. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but
you give a woman three screens, one of them's going to be on some show like Kelly Ripa. I mean,
okay, is that right?
Yeah, I believe
it's beyond me. I didn't know that.
I think it was local news when she put it on this morning. But
well, the other one is on local news. It's on Valley News Live, North Dakota Today. Yeah.
Now it's morphed into Kelly Ripa. And
it just means I haven't got a hold of the remote yet, is all it means.
That means exactly. Doesn't exactly look like what we'd expect Scott Hennon to be watching during What's on Your Mind. But
right. So the music that starts the program is kind of important because it just sets up the day and gets you. And I think the iconic example of that was Rush Limbaugh. Other than Friday, he didn't do anything other than play his music, which was, a Pretender song or something?
Yep. My City Was Gone. Brass and Pocket.
Right. It's just a song.
No, not Brass and Pocket. My City Was Gone. Yep. That's what it was. Yep.
See, and there's a subtle message in that, right? My city is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying City on a Shining Hill. Right. This song right here. Turn that up a little bit.
Well, it's just iconic. And then you hear that, immediately you think of Rush.
I get chills.
Yeah. I know. I threw that in Phil Parker's music log one morning early on. And he thought maybe we had Rush turned on, and he was trying to figure out how to shut Rush off. Like, no, it used to be a song before Rush started using it.
And Charlie Kirk is using the bagpipes, which I think is good. Kind of same thing, only the bagpipes. I don't know if you've heard that. What did Clay and Buck use? Todd, do they have a song?
Still using this.
Oh, are they? Okay. That's kind of a R&D deal.
Powered by Rush.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But do you think Rush would be okay with a guy that voted for Obama twice powering his old show? This seems a little odd to me.
Hey, anybody can be brought back into the fold where they belong. That's true. Anybody can be saved.
I remember this conversation with Doug Burgum before he was governor, and I asked him, are you pro-life? And he said, well, of course, but tell me what that means exactly when you say, are you pro-life? And I'm saying, well, that's a question you'll be asked a lot as a Republican candidate for anything. I mean, dog catcher on up. People want to know. And he said, you know, I think I've been in probably a billion meetings in my entire business career. I don't know that question's ever come up. Well, it doesn't. Doesn't come up in business meetings, but the difference is you're not in a business meeting anymore. You're a candidate for office in North Dakota, and you'll be asked this question repeatedly.
It's a litmus test question.
And I happen to think it's an appropriate litmus test question. Anyway, long story, but he answered it right. He answered it correctly and worked through it and was able to understand it better. And, you know, there's that. And I've asked other candidates before this same question. They'll say some version of, well, I just do what my church says. No. That's not the right answer. What's in your heart? What do you believe about this? And so you have to be prepared for that question. So he was, and I think that's important. So I'll take your point on Clay Travis that, you know, you got to, and I always say that about the pro-life movement. Look, if somebody just decided today, oh, wait a minute, I guess I'm pro-life. Hey, you got to welcome them. You can't go, well, I don't know. You better say the right things for 20 years or we're not going to talk to you. Same thing. Right. You can't build the conservative movement without people going, I don't know, this Biden guy, it's not working out so good.
Weren't we taught to forgive? No.
Speaking of Biden, by the way, Bob in Pick City wants to talk about Biden. And Phil Parker had a clip for me last hour. Do you have the clip that Phil played for me? See if Phil can give you that, and I'll talk to Bob, because I'm guessing that's what he's calling about. Bob in Pick City, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Yes, it was in regards to what Biden had. I heard this morning on the news. He said that if you get a vaccination, you won't go to the hospital. I mean, inferring that we all know that it's a joke anyways, and 99.9% of the people who get COVID don't die. But now they're saying that you have to have the shot or you're going to be going to the hospital. I mean, come on, how far are they going to push it?
Well, you know the answer to that question, don't you, Bob?
Makes me throw up. By the way, Scott, I was fishing the other day, and I'm becoming a radio celebrity. I was out by Harbor, Hagen, and there was a couple guys in a boat, and I'm talking to them a little bit and find out that they're good conservative boys, and made me happy. And I had said something about how brain dead it is that with all the forest burning up and the liberals, of course, and there's, if they would just graze those areas, like in the canyons in California, if they put wild horses in there, that would take care of the problem, by the way. And we pay to feed them damn wild horses, like billions of dollars. But anyways, getting off subject. So they said, hey, we heard, no, they said, I didn't tell them my name, but they said, and I had said, responding to something I had said to you about Pelosi, but anyways, they go, were you on the radio? Swear to God, you have your listeners are they're wide and far and far and far. You got a big audience.
Oh yeah.
We're very, very appreciative of that, Bob, and every single one is important to us. And if they heard you on the radio and they remembered it, it means they remembered something you said. So that means join our group of radio celebrities. We have a few. Fred and Wing would be one of those.
Ryan in Aberdeen.
Gene in a town I can't say. Buryat, Valley City, but he always says.
Mike in Perham
would be another one. And Chris Larson, who's the... young lady who gets a little agitated every now and then that calls, what's her name again? I don't know if we know her.
Oh, I can't remember what her name is off the top of my head.
Who's the woman in Cleveland? Remember her?
I don't know. But long story short, Bob, join the conversation anytime, any place. Call again, and we love hearing from you, okay?
Thank you. I love your show, by the way. So that's all.
And thanks, man.
If you run into somebody on the water that's not listening to us, just give them a little nudge. We'll give you calling cards or something to hand out, okay?
There you go.
Okay, bye.
Bob's the luckiest guy in the world. He's in Pick City today, and he's fishing. You don't get any better than that, do you?
No. All right, more spend the day.
Lama ding dong when we come back, and much more. Don't go away. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. So tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at... 20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call. Or, if you prefer, text.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption of traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today, or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, three.
Here's to the money we have to say is itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact... it's going to be We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Here's to all the bad decisions that you did.
Bad decisions, not by him. No, no.
Hate you, wow. Secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone, but mostly us. There's a couple billion people in the world, and a million other places we could.
At least he didn't do the hairy legs thing last night. Could have been worse. I'm just saying. Isn't this song great?
Yeah, I like these guys.
You think this would be a worthy replacement for Top of the Hour? We got enough problems to fix in the world. We got to stick with our current song. What do you guys think? I like this little riff right here.
Hey, look what I had out from a stranger turned into. Caught up in a moment like it's just us in this room. All the right words at the right time. You know them cause you know me better than anyone else. We don't need anyone else. There's a couple billion people in the world, and a million other places we could be. But you're here.
I love that song. You singing that again? Clay Travis?
Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay, sorry.
Dan and Shay.
All these two-headed names, I can't keep them all track.
Clay Travis? Don't know if I've ever heard him sing.
Dan plus Shay.
He's got hairy legs.
There he is. So he's still saying that
hairy
stuff.
Hairy legs.
By everything up to hairy legs, he actually said.
Yeah.
I mean, he said hairy legs, too, but not in the context of, you know, any kind of as president. But, I asked Phil Parker this question this morning, Todd. Does he have a family? That's all I'm wondering. If he did, they'd say, hey, let's take Gramps or Big Guy or whatever Don Lemon called him, and let's go on a little road trip. Let's go to Medora, and we'll just hit I-94 until we hit Medora from either the east or the west, and we'll stop in Valley City, exit 292, and we'll have pulled pork or a French dip sandwich, Big Guy.
Plan.
What are you up for? What do you have for Big Guy? We could stop at I-29 and 12th Avenue of teriyaki chicken and rice.
Will there be pudding?
Well, when you're that age, you worry about questions like that. Will there be pudding?
Will there be Jell-O?
West Fargo chicken fettuccine, meatloaf and hardwood. Don't get me laughing, guys. Bad back.
Sorry.
Remember,
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Glendon pizza hot dish. I'll start spitting stuff up. North Fargo's Salisbury steak. Salisbury steak. So PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Take the Big Guy.
I got hairy legs.
Right. On a road trip, fast, because he is short-circuiting. I'm telling you, he's short-circuiting.
That was
right.
So bad. Coattails to ride and get the money out of, I guess. That's probably what's going on there.
I think they love the trappings of power. It's very sad.
Did you watch any of that, actually, of the CNN thing, the town
How
hall
could
thing?
You not?
It was so sad. I mean, in all seriousness, this is so bad.
You watch,
I mean,
CNN, they must have doubled
the
ratings.
No, I watched the recap of it, but it's awful.
Okay, so one other quick piece of breaking news here. Nancy Pelosi is on the television set right now, Capitol Hill, with her weekly news conference. I hope she's going to be asked about Kevin McCarthy's brilliant move to say, look, you either seat the people I seat, or they're all off. And she's getting asked questions right now. I don't know what the couch is wearing, but whatever she's got on is a little odd. But let's go to Pelosi, see what she gets asked for.
We'll see whether or not it gains more traction today. Just wanted to share that with you from the Hill.
Come on! Bill Hemmer.
Hemmer's talking.
Yeah.
Taking it, but
let's go to Clinton Bismarck, and then we've got to talk Llama Llama Ding Dong. Kevin, you ready for Llama Llama Ding Dong?
Oh, yeah. We'll sing along.
Clinton Bismarck, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I've got a real simple solution for all those nice, wonderful people in Cuba that are waving the American flag and they're looking to free communism. Let's come up with a program, and I would be willing to donate to it. We need to buy some round-trip tickets, and we need to send flag burners to Cuba and trade them for flag wavers.
I like it.
Isn't Cuba beautiful? Why do you think they're doing that? What is happening right now there is beautiful.
It's awesome.
It's
amazing.
It's beautiful. And you know what? I continue to say it's very obvious God has a sense of humor.
You know the best sign
because,
I saw?
Can I finish this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the reason God has a sense of humor, I know for a fact, is all the things that are happening under the Biden administration and how just by his own actions, he's being proven a complete and total imbecile.
Yeah.
Nothing we have to say.
Nope.
And just show me the TV screens of Cuba right now. Nothing I can say, nothing Biden can say, Trump can say, can better explain that than what's happening. Sorry, Kev, what were you going to say?
Red, white, and blue everywhere you look. They just want, the best sign I saw was Cubans want freedom, not food. I thought that was, you know, that was great because everybody's you know, protesting. This is all because they just aren't getting enough food.
Feed them, freedom.
Yeah.
Clint, go ahead, finish.
I will guarantee that we all have a labor shortage in this country in every industry. I will guarantee you that they would be some of the finest contributing Americans that we've ever seen. They're hardworking, good people, and they're looking for freedom. Some of our people don't want freedom. Let's make everybody happy.
Well said. Well said, Clint.
You know what I love about this, too, is that...
Bring them over.
These are Cubans.
Let Clint finish, please. Go ahead, Clint.
No, that was it. I think that it's just a crime against humanity. We're killing people and enslaving people in China, and 90 miles off our border. I'm in Bismarck. I can't drive to Jamestown 90 miles away. Somebody 90 miles away is looking for freedom and wants to come to our country, and we tell them do not come. That is unbelievable.
And you know what? All Joe Biden should say is the following. We hear you, and we can't tell you to come here illegally, but he can't say that because he's telling people from all these Northern Triangle countries to come here illegally. But perfect world, he'd say, we hear you, and we pray for you, and we support you. That's all he'd have to say. And that movement down there would grow by gazillions. And go back and read any history book about Poland and Pope John Paul II and Reagan and Margaret Thatcher and just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Clint, thanks for the call. More welcome. 800-228-0550. Quickly, Kev, then Mia.
I saw just one great quote about this is that they're not looking to come here. They want to change their country where they are.
Bingo.
They want to fix Cuba.
Right.
They don't want to come here because there's nothing they can do there. And they know that they can fix Cuba. And that's what needs to happen in Guatemala.
And Joe Biden only has to say three words. We hear you.
Yes.
Mia, Fergus Falls, go quickly, please.
Yes, I have a question. Well, not really a question, but a comment regarding China and why our industrialized nation is doing business with them when we know that they're committing genocide with the Uyghurs in Xinjiang, China. And
can I answer? Can I answer the question? Yes. They care more about money than they do people.
That's sad.
I don't know. Do you guys know any other answer? Yeah, Todd, you got a better explanation?
Nope.
That's the answer, Mia. And you know what? If you stop buying their crap, then they'll have to wake up and realize they care more about money than people. That's on us. This is where conservatives have to marshal our buying power. We got to get the Lama Lama Ding Dong. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republicans walked away from the House committee that's investigating January 6th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed two of the five Republicans. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had tapped for the panel.
Pelosi has broken this institution,
denying the voice of members who have served in the military.
Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the only Republican on the panel, agreed with Pelosi's decision. Oregon forest officials reported Wednesday the destructive Oregon Bootleg Fire that ranks as the largest among dozens raging across the western United States was ignited by lightning, but smoldered for days before it was detected. Strike teams are taking advantage of calmer winds, cooler temperatures, and slightly higher humidity over the past 2 days to extend containment lines around the fire. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee has fired the director of the opening ceremony on Thursday because of a Holocaust joke he made during a comedy show in 1998. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Which song are we playing here, boys? So, 22, 28 rather, before the top of the hour, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment coming up here in a little bit. Todd is teasing a very important segment we have before we talk to John. So just hang tight with that. Hold that thought. Kevin, you got this? So just hang tight. But first, Chris Larson. Chris Larson, our super producer, was with Governor Doug Burgum last night in Mayville, Portland. Was he in Mayville or Portland? Where was the governor, Chris?
Well, he was originally scheduled to be in Mayville, and I got to the site where it was in Mayville, and there was a sign that said, you need to go to Portland. So,
well, they're close, though, right?
Well, they're close. I'm just glad I didn't wheel myself all the way and then have to go another 2 miles on top of that to get to the site. But great atmosphere at the Norseman Hall in Portland last night.
So it's just a little meet and greet with the governor, basically?
Yep, Governor, the District 20 District 20 Republicans were there. Also got to visit with Greg Stephen and just a host of legislators from across the region.
Greg Stephen is a freshman legislator, but very, very wise. Just the kind of, out of central casting for a new legislature, which, by the way, my column is on this in the Forum newspapers this weekend. Term limits, in my mind, are called elections. And so if you don't like the person that's serving you in the legislature, you hire somebody new, and that's what folks in Greg Stephen's district did. And they got a guy who was probably, 50-something, a lot of great life experience, worked for a bank, does sports for Midco on basketball, color, and play-by-play. Great guy. Just a great guy. Perfect fit for that. So, again, remember that. Term limits, that's called elections. And we have them every 2 years. And if something really bad happens in between elections, you do what the Fargo School Board is doing right now. And the members of the Fargo community who've said, I think they've kind of blown it because this pediatrician thinks she's the pediatrician for the world and for my kids. And, I get to hire and fire my own pediatrician. So there's a recall. Yep. And there's a process for that. So anyway, let's play your first clip for the governor explaining why he was in. Set this up, Chris, and then Kevin will play it.
Yeah, so I got to visit with Governor Burgum yesterday after the event, and I said, Governor, why Mayville, Portland? Why District 20?
Well, it's great to get back out here with the district Republicans in D20, which, of course, encompasses parts of Trail and Cass County, but Mayville, Portland. But Susan Stibbe, the district chair, a close friend of mine, was in her and Bill's wedding years ago, and Bill, her husband, one of my closest friends, passed away unexpectedly a couple of years ago. But when Susan said, can you come out to D20? I said, where and when? I'll be happy to be there to support you, because she's been one of the great supporters of me for 40 years.
Oh, great idea. And people were eating it up and loved it and had a great time then, Chris?
I tell you what, they had a great time. And one backstory, Governor Burgum, when he was actually addressing the crowd and talking about why he came out to District 20, really got emotional. So you got to see that the real personal side of Governor Burgum, and really enjoyed listening to him and getting a chance to visit after the show.
Yeah, he's a softie. The governor's a softie. He's got a tender heart, and you see that in him often when he starts talking about gratitude and stories about his mom, his late brother. You know, he's a softie. There's no doubt about that. And you see that sometimes in those kind of settings, which is very interesting. We're not going to get to it now, but we have a number of other questions. One we'll save for Mark Watney, who's coming up next hour from the North Dakota Farmers Union, and do a little drought town hall talk from 10 to 10:30. And then Lynn Helms is coming up at 10:30. And so we'll have other clips of the governor throughout the show, so listen for that. Our exclusive interview from Mayville, Portland last night with super producer Chris Larson. John Hinderrocker in just a moment from the Center of the American Experiment. But before we do that, Lama Lama Ding Dong. Let me tell you how
Lama, 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 Lama Ding Dong. Lama, 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 Lama Ding.
Here's what I'm getting at here, guys, okay?
Yeah.
First there was the Delta variant, right?
Yeah.
And it was like every time they even said the word Delta, they'd go, dun, 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 dun. Breaking news. The Delta variant is about to eat you. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm sorry.
I thought that was an airline. I guess I misunderstood.
No, I think of, like, Animal House. I think of Animal House when I hear that.
You think of
Animal House?
Do your duty?
No, I need
Delta.
My name is...
Now, on your name is
Weasel.
Weasel.
Weasel, yeah.
You got the Delta.
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
So we had the coronavirus.
Yep.
And then we had the variant of Delta.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And now, yesterday, I'm getting this again. Dum, 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 dum. Lama, dama, lama, ding, dong. Because the new variant is from Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, yeah.
Clap your hands, everybody. And everybody clap your hands. We lambda, 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 and Omega Moon.
Lambda, lambda, no. That's where the fear is. Okay.
Now, I'm not
write down so I don't have to be afraid of
I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV, but I did get a text this morning from Dr. Scott Jensen saying he was willing to join us. He was with Charlie Kirk yesterday. And here's my fifth grade explanation of these variants, okay, guys?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, breaking news sounders are not necessary, because just like there's a new flu shot every year to handle the different strain of whatever the virus is, same thing with this virus. In other words, and I repeat, it's perfectly normal. One more time, it's perfectly normal. One more time, variants in viruses are what, guys? Perfectly
normal?
Normal.
But wait a minute. Breaking news. People are getting sick.
Lama, lama, ding, dong.
People are getting sick.
Lama, lama, ding, dong.
People are getting sick.
Delta.
So I have.
Delta, 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 delta. It feels like, you know, Mavericks in a, you know, airplane with headsets on telling somebody you're too close to me in the next plane. I'm so sick of it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
So that's my breaking news. Don't worry about a thing. Variants are perfectly normal. Okay? All right, John Hinderrocker's here, president of the Center of the American Experiment. First, I want to talk a little bit about the great event we had last week, announcing that the Center of the American Experiment is exploring expansion plans into North and South Dakota. Charlie Kirk was in town to help launch that effort. John, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, it's great to see you, Scott. It was very fun to be with you and Charlie and all the others last week, and looking forward to getting back up to North Dakota again soon.
And you'll meet with anybody anytime that wants to help this effort, right?
It's my life, Scott. I mean, if there's somebody that wants to help us get our conservative messages in front of more and more people, now we're looking at expanding into North Dakota, potentially South Dakota. But anybody that wants to help us in our mission, I'll meet with them anytime, any place.
And the Center of the American Experiment is easily found online at AmericanExperiment.org. And that website will get you a little overview of all the great things they're doing. You've heard John on our air for, gosh, better than a year, regularly in the campaigns that they run. Talk about the campaigns you guys do, standing up for law enforcement in the middle of woke Minnesota and exposing the twisted religion, the sickness of critical race theory. Talk about the kind of campaigns you guys run, John.
Well, so you mentioned the police. You know, our polling indicates that 85% of Minnesotans support the police, support law enforcement, but they're not being heard. So we set up a website, supportmnpolice.com. We got tens of thousands of people to sign our petition. We put up 56 billboards to support our police, and now we've done a second round with 36 billboards support our police. And let me tell you, Scott, when I talk to police officers, they really appreciate it because this is the most visible sign of support that they get. But a great example of the kind of campaign we do, Scott, and you know all about this, is the campaign we've been running to inform Minnesotans about critical race theory and how it is infiltrating the public schools and how the left is dedicated to teaching our children that America is an evil country. That's what this is all about. And so we have just wrapped up a 17-city tour where we put on public events. More than 2,000 people have attended. We're spreading the word about CRT, what it really is. We're encouraging people to run for local school boards because that's where this battle is going to be decided. And in many, many ways, we are fighting to keep this nonsense out of our public schools.
And folks, you need to find out more about this because this critical race theory is not just a Minnesota woke thing. This is here. We know Bismarck Public Schools are proud of the fact that they had an in-service with an individual who is a full-throated supporter of critical race theory and the whole 1619 Project and everything else. And really the whole, I think many of us have heard about the 1619 Project. But if they haven't, John, they haven't really got the download on critical race theory. They don't necessarily, they hear about it. They know it's bad, but they don't know why it's bad. Explain the bad in this for us, would you?
Well, the basic tenets of critical race theory, number one, they say the most important thing about any person is the color of his skin. This is just old fashioned racism.
Now, wait a minute. I got to stop you there because this isn't white people saying the color of somebody's skin makes them bad. This is the exact opposite. This is African Americans saying we're bad because we're white. Am I right?
Well, I mean, most of the people saying it are actually white themselves, which is kind of, I don't understand it, Scott. But no, you know, whiteness, the great plague of the earth is whiteness. And for example, one of the things that they teach is that the westward expansion of the United States was evil and oppressive. And what caused it? It was caused by whiteness, Christianity, and the free enterprise system. And that's the new axis of evil, according to this ideology. And the second thing they say is a fundamental tenet is that you don't have rights as an individual. You have rights as a member of an ethnic group. So it's the exact opposite of the Constitution of the United States, the exact opposite of fundamental American principles. So this is an evil ideology. It is fundamentally racist and it is fundamentally anti-American. And the real point of it, Scott, the real point of it is to teach our children to be ashamed of their own country. That's really what they're trying to achieve. And if we don't fight back against this, we're going to be in real trouble.
And fight back just looks like explaining it. And telling people that, look, this is happening here now. And Kirsten Baszler, the superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota, famously told me one day, I want everybody to know critical race theory is not here. It's not being taught. It's not in our textbooks in North Dakota. Some people would like it to be, but it's not here. And then literally days later, I find out that the superintendent, Hornbacher, in Bismarck, is allowing in-service with people who support this to indoctrinate their teachers. So it is here.
Well, Scott, one of the reasons why it's so important, it's all about local school districts. It's about parents who keep an eagle eye on what's going on in their kids' classrooms. That's vitally important. And it's about controlling school boards because they're the ones that can do something effective. So, for example, a lot of these educators will say, oh, we don't have CRT in our school. Don't worry, don't worry. We just have equity. Right? They say, well, what do you mean by equity? You know, that sounds, you know, the innocent person.
I want to talk about that. Hold that thought, John. We got to go to a break. But I want to talk about the whole equity deal, because that's used very, very deceitful as well. Deceivingly. Right. More coming up. Don't go away.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. the dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know Don Haley's a neighbor of a friend of mine?
Really?
Kid you not.
It's his birthday today.
I suppose they have like 10 houses each, oh, so yeah. It's like he's probably there 15 minutes a year.
Yeah, but Henley's 74 today.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Down in Dallas, Texas.
Yep, Texas boy.
Yep. Talented fella, I'll tell you that. He's how old today?
74.
Wow. All right, we're going to wrap up with John Hinderrocker, the center of the American Experiment. Then Jim the Flagpole guy will be here. Next hour, our mini drought town hall. We got to do something. We just got to do something. And I'm guessing Mark Watney and the team at North Dakota Farmers Union has some ideas on how we do something. My heart has been breaking since somebody called the other day and just said, here's the bottom line. We're selling the herd and we're quitting.
Oh.
And every neighbor's doing the same thing.
Man.
And meanwhile, we're burning we're burning what I could use for feed, and I have to now mix cattails in because we're concerned about habitat. I'm concerned about habitat too, but guess what? I feed enough wildlife to choke a horse when we don't have a drought. We can't worry about the habitat first now. We got to worry about feeding cows. And so we'll talk to Mark about all that. Lynn Helms has some great info, too, on the latest on oil and gas development coming up. One more question with John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment, related to this this whole issue. This just needs sunlight, is what this needs. You don't have to make anything up. You don't have to, you know, give your spin on it, give your commentary. This just has to be presented as, here's the facts, ma'am, related to critical race theory. Am I right, John?
Scott, the facts are worse than the average American can even imagine. And everywhere we go, we draw crowds of hundreds of people, as you know, to these events, and they listen with rapt attention. I've never seen a crowd of 250, 300 people listen quietly and attentively like this to a presentation that lasts for an hour and sometimes more. I mean, people are shocked when they hear what's going on, and they're concerned about it. They don't want it inflicted on their children. And so you're right. Basically, we've just got to tell the truth. We've got to get the word out about what these people are trying to do to our schools.
And last question, it's here now. Could we do one in Bismarck, a version of what you did throughout Minnesota in the coming weeks? And it's obviously got to work on your calendar, but I'd love for people in Bismarck, because I consider it ground zero of this whole situation in North Dakota. It's here now. It's being taught to teachers now. They're indoctrinating the teachers. They have it's a lobby. It's not like the NEA, but it's like the lobby for the leadership, the superintendents, the principals, and whatnot. And they, too, brought in a speaker that was a supporter of critical race theory. Now, we got a hold of it ahead of time, so they had the guy water down his talk, of course. But we should do a version of what you did in Minnesota in Bismarck in the coming weeks, if it works, John.
Scott, we absolutely will do that. And, you know, the NEA, biggest union, not just the biggest teachers union, biggest union in the United States, 3 million members, has come out solidly in favor of teaching CRT. And thousands of teachers, thousands of members of the NEA have taken a pledge to teach CRT, even if it's illegal. Even if it's made illegal in the state where they work. This is how dedicated the left is to trying to sneak this nonsense into the curriculum.
And folks should know, when you support the Center for the American Experiment, you not only support efforts like this to expose this, but you also support like-minded groups. I mean, the Center for the American Experiment supports Turning Point USA as an example, and others, and work with them. So there's a lot of ways to support the groups you like with a 501c3 donation. So in other words, you're going to give the money to doing some good rather than give it to the Biden administration, because I will bet a lot of money. The tax treatment you're going to get, stepped-up basis, all those things, it's gone in 2022. It is gone. It's going to be dramatically different tax situation. So think about that long and hard while we still have a 2021 tax year. John, thanks for the time today. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
John Hinderacher, AmericanExperiment.org to find out more. Is our man Jim the flagpole guy raring to go there? Super producer, Chris? If not, we can go to a question from the governor from yesterday. Jim, the flagpole guy, busy guy, because we do have Jim. Where are you at today, sir? Whose flag are you raising today?
Well, today is the day of meetings and organization. It's good to hear your voice, Scott. When you kind of disappear like that, and it's like, oh, man, I really sense the value you have towards, you know, not only myself, but bringing everybody together to communicate, you know. And
well, that's kind of you. I didn't disappear. I took a planned 3 days off after a kind of a crazy week with Charlie Kirk and Fargo and then Dallas as well. That was all planned, but as usual, we don't exactly announce when I'm going to take a couple days off. But, yeah, no, thank you for that. Thank you for that. By the way, we only have a minute today. Unfortunately, not enough time, but I want you to take the next minute to just say whatever you need to say about this crazy, crazy summer you have going, getting so many customers well taken care of. Let us know what we need to know.
Well, essentially, it's funny how things work out, and we're at a precipice here with I think our business, and it's just due to the people, and it's growing, and it has outgrown me. And isn't it weird how when you're going to go on a vacation on your motorcycle, you hit a deer, so you end up in Saturday in a prayer meeting, and then all of a sudden You know, the light bulb moments sometimes, praise God, for things that, you know, what I mean by that is there's people that come into your life right at the right time. You just know it.
My mom used to say, God, yeah,
family is.
Yeah, exactly right. My mom used to say, coincidences are God's sealed orders. That was her favorite line. And she got it from her mom, my grandma. And so I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, things happen for a reason. There's no doubt about it. Don't go away, because I do want you to give a plug for Flag Attach, which is a wonderful way to show your patriotism in your farm equipment before we kick off the Drought Town Hall when we come back. Don't go away.
Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.